Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
What's going on, man? It's your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here at The Hype 87.3 in ATL. I got two special guests checking in. Not one. Y'all thought I had one. I got two. CFN Chino Bang and the homie Country. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's good?
Thank you both for being here. Both came in with looking sharp. Good energy, positive vibes. I'm loving it, bro. Listen, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from.
I'm CFN Chino Bang from South Carolina, the Low Country.
Talking to Mike just a little bit more. We want to make sure they hear you good.
I'm CFN Chino Bang from South Carolina, the Low Country. That's 843 area code. That's Pocatalico, Yamasee, Coosahatchee, Ridgeland area, like all that's my stomping ground on the South, on the Low Country end, you feel me?
Let me ask you this, because I've heard a lot of people from there, they reference it as Low Country. Where did that originate from? What does it mean?
I don't even know. Like,
yeah, you just grew up bottom. Knowing that's what
it's
it was.
It's the bottom of South Carolina. It's the last state. It's the last city in South Carolina before you get to Georgia.
Got it. Understood.
You know what I'm saying? It's at the bottom. We like an hour and 45 minutes from Jacksonville, Florida.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So you're not too far from Duval then.
Right.
Is it country out where you're at?
Yeah, it's country.
So you at the bottom. So that's where probably Low Country came from. I love it, though.
Yeah.
I've just heard that reference, and I've never asked until today, like, where that originated. So it makes sense.
Yeah. We Geechee and Gullah on our side.
Yeah. Do you carry that Geechee accent?
Yeah, well, I don't really notice it, but every time I go somewhere else, like, everybody else notice it. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people be like, you Jamaican? I'm like, nah, I'm just from South Carolina, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah, because I know that a lot of artists or that I've interviewed from there, they carry the Geechee accent, definitely. I'm not hearing it too much yet, but it might come out at some point in time, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Same thing for you. Introduce yourself, fam.
Well, you know they call me Country.
Talking there just a little bit. I just want to make sure they hear you real good.
Well, you know they call me Country. I'm from the Low Country as well.
Yeah.
Yes, we cook chicken, we do country shit.
Yeah, you know? No, I love it. That's dope, man. Did you enjoy growing up like in the country like that?
Yep,
I did. Hence the name is Country.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I used to do backflips and all kind of shit.
Do you still do backflips? When's the last time you did a backflip?
Last year.
Really? You were still nailing it?
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
Okay, let me ask you another question. When's the last time you ran full speed?
Oh.
So I got to think about that one.
I try to stay in shape.
No, that's good. I'm just messing with you. I just know if I did it right now, I'd probably pull a hammy or something. I have to stretch for like an hour. You do music as well?
Well, nah, I don't do music. That's his lane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I stay in my lane.
Yeah, most definitely. Make sure you're talking that mic real good. I want to make sure they hear you. Excellent. Yeah. But I appreciate you being here. It's definitely a pleasure to meet you. Yeah. For sure, man. Mr. Bang. Mr. Bang.
Exactly.
Hit him with the bang bang.
Alrighty.
Tell everybody what the CFN stands for, first and foremost.
The CFN stands for came from nothing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I really came from nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm from the Low Country. And where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? It's a low poverty area. You know what I'm saying? And like, our parents, like a lot of people I grew up with, everybody I pretty much know, like, their parents were separated and on drugs or, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. So, you know what I'm saying, like, I just get it from the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you definitely experienced a lot in your childhood.
Yeah, that's all I did was experience trauma, you feel me?
Yeah, most definitely. Listen, and those traumas oftentimes will catch up to us later in life, and music is probably like a mental therapy for you.
Yeah, that's my love. That's where I've been at, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's my little outlet to feel comfortable, you know what I mean? Because if I ain't had that, I probably be, you know what I'm saying? I'd probably be gone somewhere,
Definitely. Listen, I sit down with a lot of artists who came from, you know, similar situation. They say music really did save their life. Like, not to be cliche, because people be saying that, but it's the truth, man. Listen, I that's how I feel. I'm a college dropout, you know, like I was telling the other ones that were here, like I had my son at 19 years old, college dropout, and I was like, I got to find a way.
Right.
Music was it for me because I've always had a love for music, and thank God I've been able to develop a whole business out of it. So that's exactly what you're doing.
Right.
When you were younger, we'll say before the age of 10, were you into anything before music? Like, did you aspire to play sports, or did you play sports, anything like that?
Nah, when I was young, my daddy was a trapper, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
my daddy was running a full trap, so, and my daddy raised me, so I was pretty much under him. I ain't really have like a regular child life, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I was in the trap since I was a kid.
Yeah, so from a young age, that's
from
what
a
you
young
knew.
Age, that's all I know is a lot of smokers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
since I was coming up.
How do you feel that, you know, being in that situation at such a young age shaped you into the man you are today?
I seen so much, you know what I mean? Like, just like, I'm gonna just put this, like, see, like, my daddy raised me and like, that's all I've been around, you know what I mean? And then he died in front of me when I was 11 years old.
Bro, that's,
we were
that's
sitting there talking, so
that's tough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so ever since then, I've really been, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure it out by myself ever since then, you know what I mean? Like,
man,
so, yeah.
I can't even imagine being that young and losing a parent. Can we just talk about that for a brief moment?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
I lost my mom, but I was an adult when I did. You know, going back to then, like, how did that impact your life? And how did you, at such a young age, how did you push through that?
God, that's the only thing I can say. That's yeah. the only thing I can say is God, you feel me? Cause,
no, yeah. absolutely, but God.
Yeah, that's it.
Definitely.
There ain't no other way to put it.
Yeah. Are you still spiritual today?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. What about you, Country? Take us back to that childhood. What were you into as a child?
Oh, man. I was into a lot of shit.
You ain't going to tell us everything.
I ain't going to tell you everything.
Yeah. We don't ever want people to incriminate themselves or get, like I said, get too personal. What about sports? Was that ever an interest for you?
Well, it was. But I think at the time when I was trying to get into sports, my mom didn't really have it like that, you feel me? So it kind of
understood,
kind of put me in a place, you feel me?
Understood, absolutely. Yeah, because I mean, I had my son in sports, and like, I ain't even gonna front, like, oftentimes my parents would help me with that because it's very expensive,
right?
Always needing new shoes and new this and new that. It's a lot. It'd be a lot, most definitely. Would you change anything about your childhood, Country, if you could go back and rearrange anything, or would you leave it just as is?
Just as it is.
Because it made you who you are today.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Strong.
Strong. You wouldn't be the man you are right now if it was written differently. I'm a believer. God has a plan, and everything's already written for us. You know, definitely the biggest thing we can do as adults now is manifest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Talk stuff into existence and then work to go get it.
That's what I do.
Definitely. Let's talk about that. You know, Chino Bang, let's talk about when music really started becoming that passion. Was it after your pops passed away?
Well, like, yeah, pretty much, like, after my pops passed away, that's when I moved with my mama and start meeting the other side of my family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I ran into one of my cousins, his name John Brown. You know, free him, you know what I mean? Half ounce, that's what we call him. But he was running the rap stuff back then, and he kind of, you know what I'm saying, motivated me to do the music. And I was always joking around. We'd be freestyling, and I'd stop and start laughing. You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, "Brad, keep going."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then he messed around and caught a life sentence. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so ever since then, I was like, man, look, I really got to keep going for him. You feel me? So, yeah, he the one really pushed me to you know what I'm saying, to do this rap.
Definitely. About how long have you been taking it, like, on the serious side? Like, hey, I got my business together. I'm going full force with it.
Probably like a month.
Okay, so fairly recently.
Yeah, recently.
Let me ask you this. What was that transition? What made you decide that you know what? This is really what I want to do. I need to, like, start taking it real serious.
Because, like, I've been had it in me.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing it, but, like, I wasn't really investing in myself. You know
right.
what I mean? I was pretty much kind of looking for somebody else to give me a hand and stuff like that. So I feel like now I'm putting everything in myself, so I'm investing in myself now, so I'm taking a whole lot serious. So that's why I say, so now.
I love that. Because you're a brand.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're a whole business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just like with any businesses, small, medium, large, we have to consistently invest in it to keep up with, you know, what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's the music industry is not a cheap business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What is keeping you motivated so far?
To be honest, what really got me motivated again with this is Whip King, my homeboy Whip King.
Big shout out to Whip King, man.
Yeah,
that's the homie.
Somebody called me and was like, "Bro, your boy Whip King done blow it up." And I was like, "What?" So because I was out the scene. I wasn't doing no social media or nothing because, you know, I got locked up and stuff. I was on the run from the police, all type of
yeah.
stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? I got off social media. And then when I heard, I got in contact with him. And, you know what I'm saying, ever since then, me and him locked back then, because we was always locked in for a long time. So ever since then, me and him just stopped running the music together. So
shout out to Whip King, man. Yeah, like, he's another one. He's so dope and so humble. And, you know, he was here with me a few months back. You probably seen he was with me. And he's such a real one. Yeah, I can see why y'all, like, you know, have that chemistry with each other. Definitely. And you guys got music together.
Right.
You know, so you're definitely working. So shout out to him, man, for really being that positive, like, influence for you. Was there other people around you that were, like, a positive influence when it comes to music? Or was it he mainly the one?
Yeah, he was the only one.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah.
Definitely. Where do you want to go with your music?
I just really want to get paid enough so I can provide for my family, you know what I'm saying, off my gift from God, you feel me? Like, I just don't want to waste that talent, you know what I mean? I want to be able to start other businesses and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Man, that is facts. We all have a gift. Some people have multiple gifts, and I'm sure you do as well, but one of them for you is your music. You found that, because you do make good music.
Appreciate that.
I listen to the record. I'm very critical when it comes to that, and I'm gonna let people know you have a good record.
I appreciate it.
You definitely do. Absolutely, the quality is there, and that's important.
Right.
That is important, definitely. Taking it back over here to Mr. Country, you know what I'm saying? He got the glasses on. I like it. I should have wore mine. We could have matched each other's fly. Right. let's talk about some of the things that you're focusing on right now, like business ventures and things like that. Either something you're tapped into or you're looking to tap into.
I do customized shirts and clothing.
Wow. Now, that is a great business because everybody always wants something custom. How did you get started in that business?
I was always creative.
So yeah.
It was.
Do you draw at all?
Yeah, I draw a lot.
I love it.
Like that. I actually paint, too.
Really? Yeah. That is dope. What type of stuff do you paint?
I portraits.
Okay.
Mostly. Anything, really.
Wow. Wow. So mostly porches, but, you know, like if somebody says, hey, I want a painting of this, you could tackle it for them.
Oh, yeah.
That is fire. When did you know you had that gift? Because that's a gift right there. I could draw a stick figure. That's about it. A smiley face.
Right.
You know, like.
I could say, like, it takes a special person to draw. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
But, for the most part, I noticed when I was like 12.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What did you start out drawing at 12? What were you, like, girls, stuff for the girls?
I actually don't really know, but I know I was real good.
Yeah.
I know I was real good because everybody would tell me I was real good. I was known for that. Like, it was just different aspects of my life that I shared with different people.
Understood.
You know, some people know me from drawing when I coming up. Some people know me for flipping.
Understood.
Some people know me from the streets.
Yeah.
You know?
Most definitely. No, absolutely, because we have different chapters in our life, and not everybody's intended to be in each one.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. There are certain things you have to separate. Yeah. Did you ever think about or have you thought about getting into tattooing? Because I know a lot of people that can draw end up becoming tattoo artists.
I just feel like everybody's in the tattooing.
Yeah.
You know?
But that would be something you would never tap into?
I may. I think I did a couple of times. I didn't even try to do some stuff on me.
Yeah, that's the best place to start, right? Like, if I mess up, at least it's not on him or anybody else.
So I did tap into that at one point, and then I just felt like, nah, that wasn't my speed.
Understood. You have to figure out what makes you happy.
Right.
At the end of the day, if you are not happy doing something, then you don't need to be doing it because you're not going to put your full into it, right? So doing the paintings and then custom merch is what you're passionate about.
Yes, because I love to see people. I love to see people in some fly shit.
Facts. Everybody wants that, especially when it's custom. It's even better because you may have a one-off that nobody else has, right? So let me ask you this. Do you have a brand that you put on clothes, or are you only doing custom stuff?
Matter of fact, I was going to bring it inside, but I didn't know if I could have bring my bag inside.
Of course. But before you leave, go get it and bring it inside.
Yeah.
That's facts.
When you switch back over to him, I'll go out real quick.
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely. When you leave out, just don't close this door all the way because it's going to lock you out. You're going to have to unlock it to get out. It's like Fort Knox in here.
Yeah.
So, if you want to go ahead and go, he and I'll start chatting. Absolutely. Right. Most definitely. So that's dope. Do you get custom clothes made by him?
Well, right now, I'm in the middle of waiting on my trademark and everything to get approved before I even put any merchandise out. So
he closed this. It's going to lock behind him. Bullshit.
Oh.
still close it.
Right. He'll be over there not being able to get back in. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So you said.
Yeah, I got a. I'm waiting on my my logo and everything to get trademark and stuff like that. And once that come back and get approved and stuff like that, then, yeah, me and him already been talking. And we're going to be working together as well.
Let's talk about that, because something you said is major key. When you're going to put a brand out there, like a logo or a slogan or something, you absolutely have to get a trademark. Because if you don't, someone else is going to take it and they'll trademark it. And then now they own it. What made you decide that that was the route you was going to go? Like, that's fire. I'm impressed.
Because I felt like I'm really taking it serious, and I feel like I need to be, everything need to be down to business, from me to my brand to my logo. Everything need to be attached to me.
Man.
You know what I mean? So, like, I really ain't playing no games.
Is it going to be the CFN brand?
Oh, nah, that's Whip King. Me and him I'm kind of
part of his movement,
like,
yep.
Yeah, I'm running with him, like, you know what I mean? So, that's where that came from. But I also had, like, I had a logo. I had somebody do a logo for my pendant.
That's so hard.
I got my whole pendant.
I love it.
Trademark.
That is dope.
Yeah, that's what I got trademarked.
All right, let me ask you this, and you ain't got to give out the sauce. Did you go through, like, a trademarking attorney, or did yeah, absolutely.
The real route.
Yeah, because some people be trying to do it themselves, and you got to hire an attorney or get some sort of legal representation.
Yeah, and it costs.
But it's the cost that's worth it, because you protect your brand and you protect yourself.
Yeah.
100%. So are you able to tell us what the brand is that you're getting trademarked, or you want to just wait until it's trademarked? That's probably best, right? Yeah, you don't want to throw it out there. Right. Understood. I respect it. 100. Uh-huh. That's the smart thing to say. You feel like, that's why I'm getting trademarked. Zip.
Right.
Is it going to tie into your movement with your music?
Yeah. That's why I did it. See, I did my charm. So what I'm going to do is bring out all my clothing, like, around summertime. I'm trying to drop. I don't even really want to put too much information out there, to be honest.
Understood. But
that was the whole plan. Like, it's going to all tie into.
Got it. You know, so you got a whole rollout plan.
Yeah, I got a whole plan.
So let me ask you this. You know, music is for sure a passion for you. 100%. Like, you know, we said it really has saved your life. It's like a form of mental therapy for you.
Right.
What would you say through music is your purpose?
I feel like I can touch a lot of different people that's been kind of been going through the same thing I've been going through.
100%.
And a lot of people that's doing music really missing that. You know what I mean? Like, not to downplay no artists, but you know what I mean? Like, it ain't too many artists really touching the people that's coming from the low poverty.
Yeah.
Because everybody on a high class type of.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody got it right now. Everybody got this and that. But there's still a lot of people that don't got it. So that's my purpose, is to touching them and letting them know, like, you really can come from the bottom and still get it. You know what I mean? So
I love that. And with you doing that, God's going to bless you. Like my OG Bigga always says, we don't get our blessings from no man. We get them from God.
Right.
And when you're out here touching people and just changing lives, even if it's just through your music, that's a blessing right there. And God's going to continue to bless you, bro. That's fire. I love it. I love your journey, man. Out here doing it, because you're absolutely right. So many artists today are talking about stuff that some of us may never touch.
Right.
The millions of dollars, you know, we pray that we get there, but you get what I'm saying? Like, it becomes unrelatable.
Right.
You're making relatable music. The stuff that people can relate to and tap into and feel it, like, in their soul. Right. What you gonna get over here, country?
I got a couple of shirts.
Pop your ish real quick.
I got a couple of shirts from out there. This is my main logo.
Love that. That is so dope.
And then on the back, you know what I'm saying? It's like poker face. You know what I'm saying? Always keep your poker face.
Listen, I just made a post the other day and says, always bet on yourself, you know, facts.
Then, you know, the front say, your best self. So it's either your best self when you're angry or your best self when you're happy.
And listen, absolutely, because oftentimes it could be generated from one or the other, because, you know, we as humans, we have emotions, so we sometimes act off of those emotions even though we shouldn't, but it can also bring the best out in you sometimes. What else you got over there?
I just got some.
That's dope. That's cute. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it. And you drew and designed all these?
Yeah.
You're super talented. Right. Those are really fire.
Yeah.
So where can people shop with you?
Shoot, they can hit me on Instagram.
Tell them your Instagram, and we'll give it out again at the end. Go ahead and tell them right now.
It's Sharp Boys.
Talking to the mic, make sure they can hear you good.
Sharp Boys underscore, I mean, Sharp underscore boys.
And is a boy with a Y or a S or a Z?
S.
Okay, you know, sometimes people be right. switching right. it up. So we want to make sure they get to the right shop, boys. Right. So shop no, underscore. Sharp.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of country.
Oh, you sharp.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you sharp.
See, I just heard it.
You sharp, right. exactly. Oh. No, I like that. Sharp. Yeah. Sharp, S-H-A-R-P underscore yeah. boys with an S. Yep. Y'all cracking me up. He said, I'm sharp. What you talking about? No, I love it. That is fire. Now, if someone like myself comes to you and say, bro, I got a logo already mm-hmm. made and I want you to print up some shirts for me. Is that something you can do as long as the logo's high quality enough?
Yeah. You're right, because some people send me stuff that I can't even upload to my system.
Comes out pixelated yeah, and right. ugly. Yeah, so it's got to be a high quality. So
sometimes I take that and then I'll do something different. It might be just a little different.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of recreate it slightly.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fire. Can people order like one by one, or do you require like a certain number? Like, say they want some t-shirts made.
Right now, I'm not taking nothing over 20.
No, okay.
A person, you know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely, because it's a lot.
Yeah, I'm doing it myself, so.
Absolutely.
It's a lot.
Listen, bro, you ain't got to explain to me. I do blog work as well, and that I kind of scale back on that, too, because I had sometimes people wanting 100 at a time, and it's a lot and very time-consuming. So I recently scale back and tell people I'm not doing more than 20 at a time because, you know, we got other stuff going on, so I totally get it. Yeah. Is there a minimum order, though?
Yeah, I would say the minimum order be 20.
Okay, so 20 at least 20.
20 shirts are like, you know, I do full fits too. I got 2 full fits for my homie. Shout out to B-Mac too, man, because he came through on the clutch for that one. You know what I'm saying? So he wanted the whole thing. So I'm going to drop that off to him before we leave anyway.
So to go a little even deeper into that, if I had a particular shirt that I like and I bought 20 of them, can I send you my shirts and say, hey, print it on my own shirt? Was that something you would do?
Yeah, I could do that too.
Okay, cool. Because, you know, sometimes women be like specific kind of shirts. You know, we be particular about that stuff. So that's something you could accommodate as well.
Yeah.
I love it. Most definitely. Absolutely. That's fire. So what all are you working on with your homie over here?
Well, I got some ideas on some shirts I got planned on him making for me for the summertime.
Got you. Once you get everything trademarked and ready to go.
Yeah, but my first thing, to be honest, my first thing I'm dropping is gonna be slides, like, you know, like slippers.
Everybody wears slides. Like, y'all from Florida, baby. We call them slides,
yeah,
okay?
You know what I'm saying? We call them slides. So, you know what I'm saying? My first drop gonna be slides because I'm trying to be like my own. I don't wanna follow everybody else. I just feel like my own. I'm being me, you know what I mean? So, I'm gonna stick to my own lane. Right. I feel like everybody wears slides, you know what I mean?
That's facts.
And it's about to be hot, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna be at the beach. So, that's my whole thing right now, is dropping slides. And then I'm going to kind of go to the shirts and pants and stuff like that.
I would definitely. Listen, as soon as I get home, I kick my slides.
Right.
From the time I get up to the time I go to bed, slides. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because they're comfortable. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And you can wear them out, you know what I'm saying, around the house.
Exactly. They don't got to be designers or not like
that. Nah, exactly. Right. Those just look like my house shoes.
High price, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's facts.
I ain't trying to bust
heads. Nah, that's facts. And listen, what I tell people, you know, especially when you're first starting out, I call it the Walmart concept.
Exactly.
Charge a little bit less, but you're going to still make probably more money than the man charging more because you're going to constantly have business coming in.
And I'm also giving out stuff with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like free, you know what I mean? You're going to get a free, like a sticker or a keychain, you know what I'm saying, with the logo on it.
I love it.
So every time you order something, you're going to get something.
I thought that's dope. You got it all planned out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, he got it planned out. I definitely, when I talked to him today, I was like, oh, shit, nigga, you got all that?
Yeah, that's facts. And it's all stuff that people they'll use.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I do? And this is something you might want to think about doing.
What's that?
Because I got the idea from someone else, so I don't mind paying it forward.
Right.
I buy some of the foam cups, and I get my stickers, and I slap them on the cup, and I get people custom double cups, you know, with my logo on it. I'll show you some when we go over there. I had somebody else who was making them, and no shade, but they were charging a lot. And I was like, you know what? I could do that myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope right there, because I already thought about the cups. But I ain't thought about the cups with the logo, with the stickers on them, though.
Yeah, I make them at home. I put some gloves on, so it's sanitary, and I just peel the sticker off, stick it on there, boom, boom, boom. I'll show you when we go over there, and that's people love those.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea.
Even if they
people, they don't even use it, you know what I mean? They'll put it up on the shelf.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
100%, absolutely. Right. So this stuff, that might be, and you know, I buy the cups, like, from Walmart. They're cheap, like $2 for, like, 20 of them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do you do stickers as well? Do you print stickers?
No, I ain't even gonna lie. I haven't even ventured into the sticker thing or whatever. I stay with the vinyl and
understood
the wood and stuff like that.
Because that's probably a whole new machine and all kinds of stuff.
You know?
So just to throw it out there, I go through a company called Zug Monster, and I could text you this, Z-U-G Monster. And they always have, like, promo deals. Like, on Black Friday, they had you buy 253-inch stickers, some big ones, and you get 250 free. So I literally, and I bought two orders. I got 1,000 stickers for less than $100. I want to say, like, $80 I paid for it.
Wow.
Yeah, for 1,000. That lasts a long time.
That's a good deal right there.
Yeah. So I'll make sure I send you their information. Y'all hear that? He's going to have branded merch coming soon, probably, like, by summertime.
Yeah,
that is dope.
Definitely.
That's dope. Let's talk about the record. We're not going to listen to it yet. Let's talk about the CFN record that you have. Tell us a little bit about it for people who haven't heard it.
Well, like I say, I was kind of making music for people that really ain't have a lot, you know what I mean, that came up from the low poverty area. And then a lot of people that came up from the low poverty area that you know what I mean, got their hustle on and really ran into some money. So I put the two together. You know what I'm saying? It came up with the song, so it kind of relate to both ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Came from nothing.
And you and Whip King collab.
Whip King on it, yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
Yeah, that's
we both from the streets, so you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I met him, and he was in the streets. I was in the streets.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying?
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? That's how that just, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I rock with him, though. He's dope, just like you are, though, man. Y'all both got humble spirits, and I love that. What is keeping you so humble?
I just done been through a lot. I done seen a lot. I mean, like, pretty much everything under the sun. I've been there, done it, seen it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That's why I'm humble, man. You know what I mean?
I like the hair, too.
I appreciate it.
How long you been growing it?
I had these, like, 2 years.
It looks good. It looks good on you. Not everybody can pull it off, but it looks good on you. You look fly with it. Maybe I should get my... Well, he going to come back and my hair going to look like... I'll leave that to you. It look good on you.
I appreciate
you. Is there a visual for the record yet?
I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
Honest. Like, I'm working on a lot of stuff at one time, to be honest. And I don't got... I'm trying to build a team at the same time.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I'm working on that. Like, as we speak, right now, I got somebody doing my logo and stuff like that for my, not my logo, doing my cover artwork right now for my album. Like, the design, I'm getting, like, a cartoon of me made.
That's dope. You could use that as a logo, exactly. Too, slick.
So, yeah, I'm getting that done, like, right now. And I'm waiting on that. It should be done by tonight.
Bro, you working.
Yeah, I'm working.
That's dope, man. Both of y'all working.
Yeah, for sure.
That is fire.
I'm trying to. No.
Hold on. Pause. You're doing it.
Yeah. For sure.
Take that try out of vocabulary. You are doing it. It feels better when you say, man, I'm doing this.
Sure. Yeah. But you know what? You have so much people that, like, the devil.
Oh, the enemy be busy.
The devil grab onto him so hard. Like,
that's the enemy right there. And the thing about it is, like, you know, he and I were talking. Listen, I'm very spiritual. I don't push it off on other people, but I will ever so slightly, because I see some people might be going in the wrong direction. Right. And I'll, you know, try to mentor with them or whatever and tell them, you know, you need to put God first in your life.
Right.
I believe that when we keep God first in our life, that enemy, he's going to test you, but he'll never be able to get a hold of you.
Right.
Yeah, because people, when they're too vulnerable, that's when the enemy creeps in and takes a hold of them. And people end up in a weird situation.
That's
are you?
He's speaking that for facts. Yeah. Oh, God.
Are you a writer, or do you freestyle punch in when you record?
I write everything. Everything I write. And then, see, I'm the type of person, like, I can write a song in 5 minutes or whatever and go and record it. In a minute or two, you know what I mean? Every time I go record, it only take me like 20 minutes
to
record the song, you feel me? But at the same time, I like to chill on my songs too. Like, I like to take a couple of days just to write one song.
Yeah.
Because I might want to go back and change something tomorrow. I might feel different about the song, you feel me? So, like, sometimes I like to take my time. It just depends on the song that I'm putting out. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Going back to, like, you know, music being a form of therapy for you, when you actually sit down and write, is that also, like, a form of therapy for you to kind of get some stuff off your chest and put them on my... Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Man, all of it is the whole process of me just hearing the beat. It all comes from the beat first. When I put the beat on, it's like, it's a process. Like, I can hear beats all day, but if that beat don't connect with my energy and my vibe, then I just keep skipping on. But as soon as I connect, that's how I know, like, it's spiritual and everything. Like,
man, it's, I mean, it's divine. It's right? Aligned. Absolutely.
It's like the words just come automatically to the song. It's unexplainable.
No, I totally get it. Absolutely. Because like you said, you have to have that connection with it. Like, it's got to talk to you. You got to feel it in your soul.
It's right.
If you're not feeling it, you can't put a good record out to it.
Exactly. That's why I don't just go out there and freestyle. Because I feel like if I freestyle, I might just say some stuff that, you know what I mean, everybody can't relate to.
Understood.
I might just speak about some stuff that I'm around, you know what I mean? But I like to speak from the heart.
Absolutely.
Everything I put out, it's something that's I done been through for real, you know what I mean? So I don't want to cap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Shout out. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Shout out to Poke Tally Ghost. Shout out to YMC, Walterboro, all the little countries around there. You know what I'm saying? Big ups.
Big ups, man, most definitely. Absolutely. And that's the thing is we got to keep good people and good things around us.
Right.
If something brings you any form of animosity or anxiety, eliminate it.
It's facts.
It's got to go.
That's why I was just telling him, we pretty much talked all the way. Yeah. Normally, we get in the car, you know what I'm saying? Men, we going to get in there and cut the music on and we going to ride. But we pretty much been cutting the music down and talking on some of the same things. Yeah. Like, it's
you have to do that from time to time.
I mean? And me and him, like, I know him from, we probably were like 12, 13, 14, run around bad kid, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all like brothers.
All, you know what I'm saying?
That era.
Hey, we've been gone. Like, this is my first time seeing him in probably about 15 years.
Wow, really?
Swear to God, this is the first time seeing him in about 15 years.
So y'all had some catching up to do.
Yeah. So I was like, bro, look, we do this together. Because I saw him doing the shirts, you know what I'm saying? And he, you know what I'm saying? It's one hand wash each other, you know
of
what
course.
I'm saying? So when I saw him promote my video with the music, I ain't had no choice, but you know what I'm saying? Grab him like, look, we can do this. I got this going on, and you know what I'm saying? And we just collab like that.
Man,
we already
that's
got
love.
History, so.
But I would say this, we always stay connected on like Facebook and stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Listen, it be like that because life happens sometimes.
Yeah, for real.
There are people, same thing, that I'll like speak to on social media or maybe a text, but I haven't physically seen them in years.
Right.
But that doesn't mean anything has changed.
Exactly.
We still like this.
Oh, yeah. If I call you my friend, like
it's forever.
If I F with you, like I'm rocking with you.
Forever.
Ain't nobody can tell me nothing about you unless you did something to me.
Nah, that is facts right there.
That's a fact.
That is facts. Like, there are people out here who will do weirdo stuff like that to try to turn you against somebody. And it's like, bro, that person ain't never did nothing to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't real.
And if you can't prove that they did something to the other person, then it didn't happen, you know?
I deal with facts. Everybody know me.
No, that's why I always be saying, no, facts, because that's what we have to stand on, and that's what we have to go by is the facts, most definitely. What's coming up for you? Do you have anything in the works? Like, are you currently working on any albums or EPs, or are you focusing on... Okay.
I'm working on all that at the same time. I'm working on the album right now. And I'm, I got, like, tonight, I'm shooting a video.
Okay.
But after I leave here, I got a
studio session. Yep.
You know what I mean? Then once I get done recording that, I'm going to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, to the Pout?
Yeah, I got to go to the Seaport and shoot a video in Savannah. We gonna probably hit the club and shoot out there all night tonight. So,
oh, that's fire!
That's the plan for the day.
You got family out in Savannah?
Yeah, my brother stay in Savannah. Matter of fact, shout out to my brother, man, Fat Man Films, because he pretty much like my manager. You know what I mean? Like, he more in the books. You know what I'm saying? He more of a smart. You know what I'm saying? He never been in the streets. I always been in the streets my whole life. But he always been the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, tap me like, bro, this and that. You know what I mean? You need to tighten up and do that. But he always been the one shoot my videos. He do the camera work.
That's love.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, he pretty much like he like my backbone, you know what I mean? To be honest, you know what I mean?
And Savannah produces historically, going back to like Camouflage, like there has been so many dope talents. Do you know who Clay James is? He's from Savannah. He's out here now.
I think I heard that name.
But also, let me ask you this. Also staying on Savannah, are you at all interested in ever tapping into film, like acting?
Yeah, I'm into acting.
So I have a good friend of mine. He's a music artist. He's also he draws like you, but he got in on the tattooing side. But he and his wife developed a film production company. They've already put one movie out, and they're in the midst of working on two more. But there are some from Savannah, and they do independent films that go on like Tubi and Amazon and stuff like that. So if you're ever interested, I would love to tap you in because they're good people.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely into that, man. I'm into any. And everything, to be honest, like...
Yeah, wherever you can get
positive,
to the bag.
Yeah, everything that's positive, because I done did everything that's negative out there to do, you know what I mean?
Understood.
So, I done did all the time and everything for all the crime and everything, so you feel me? Like,
you ain't going back to that.
Going back to that. Nah. Right.
You know having what I mean? Your freedom is priceless.
Yeah.
It is having your peace of mind is priceless.
Yeah.
Do you have any kids yet?
Yeah, I got kids. I got six kids.
Okay, so that's that right there... I don't even have to ask you what your why is. That's your why. Yeah. That's why you're going so hard.
Facts.
And that's why you won't go back and be behind them walls again. Because you don't want no one else raising care of your kids or taking care of your kids. That's, you know what I'm saying? So how did fatherhood change your life?
It really didn't. I thought it was, to be honest. I'm going to keep it real.
Keep it G.
I thought it was. But, you know what I'm saying, I was still in the streets when I had my kids, so, you know what I'm saying, it really didn't do nothing to me.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you being honest and transparent. I love that.
The only thing changed me is just doing the same thing over and over, repeating and doing time and, you know what I'm saying, doing the same bull job and losing my family and stuff like that.
Facts.
That's what really, you know what I'm saying, made me tighten up.
Absolutely.
Losing my family. I mean,
do you feel like now that you are, you know, on this positive path and positive journey that you are more proactive rather than reactive to situations? Like you actually think about your moves before you do them?
Yeah, I think about them.
I love that.
Yeah, I got to because I'm really like short, like patient, like I really like, I ain't used to be like this, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? I done went through so much, then it kind of, kind of changed, you know what I'm saying? And I was quick, snap, you know what I mean? And I lose everything, like, in a second, you feel me? But
you've come too far
right
now.
Right now, I don't even go nowhere unless it's business.
Like, that's absolutely how, you have to move strategically.
Yeah. Nobody know where I stay at or nothing, you know what I mean? I move, like.
Because when you go home... When you go home, that's your peace of mind.
Right.
Like I said, a peace of mind and your freedom is priceless. You can't put a price tag on that. And you got to move strategically. Every move you make has to make sense. Like my OG, I always quote him because he's like my OG and he's, you know, my business partner. But he, you know, he said that if you go out and do stuff a lot and people see you everywhere, it kind of waters your brand down.
Exactly.
You know, because they'd be like, oh, Chino Bay.
He's going to show.
I ain't going to book him. He's going to show up anyway.
Exactly.
So it really increases your value by scaling back and only coming out in situations that absolutely are beneficial to you.
Exactly.
Has to make sense.
And I don't want to sound arrogant or cocky, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm on so the same
valuable,
as you.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? I be around people so much that I've been around, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like I came to another level.
Yeah.
And everybody else still on the same level. So I elevated and we're not on the same level no more.
Facts.
So, yeah.
No, you are absolutely right. And that ain't being arrogant. Yeah. That's being like.
But when I think what he meant when he's saying that is that mentally, like, they're not growing. They just staying, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're staying in the same.
They're stagnant.
Mind state. Like, they don't want to go nowhere. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to, you know, do something better.
You can't be around people like that unapologetically, whether they your homies, your partners, or even family.
Right.
If it's not somebody who's looking to help you level up or they have the mindset of they're just complacent, that's going to drag you down.
Exactly.
So you got to stay away from people like that. Not to mention our safety. It's weird out here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the main thing, though. You know what I mean? Like... Where I'm from, you know what I mean? It's a lot of killing going on, you feel me? So, you know, and a lot of jealousy and envy going on. It's like a bunch of crabs in a bucket, you feel me? Like, everybody trying to pull each other down, you know what I mean? So, I don't even come around, you feel me? Like, I don't even go where I'm from. I don't even go back down there. Like, I ain't been down there in like 8 years.
Yeah.
You feel me? Not on being scared. It's just like everybody's still doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to be something in my life.
Feel me? And you want to live your full life.
Exactly. And be comfortable. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%, bro. You and we all are definitely on the same page, because we have to move literally in 2024. We got to move with our head on a swivel, because you never know. Like you said, people be envious.
Yeah.
Hate is one thing when people hate on you. Envy will get people killed.
Yeah.
People who are envious are dangerous.
Yes,
dangerous. You got to stay away from folks like that. Definitely.
Yeah. You really don't know who to trust, you know what I mean? Yeah. So the only thing I do is go off my guts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything, and my gut's telling me, nah, I pretty much don't need to hang around nobody.
If you get any slight little weird feeling off of someone, stay away
from
them.
That's what I'm saying.
Period.
Like, you feel me? Like, that's how me and him made it this far.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you know what I'm saying? You on the same page, bro. We locked in, you feel me?
I
mess with Whip King because he locked in and he on his grind and we on the same page. But, you know what I'm saying? Like,
real is rare.
Real is rare, you know what I mean? And that's...
I love it. I love that you guys have a great relationship, because, again, it's hard to find people that you can trust and that you can, you know, like, confide in and talk to. And they ain't going to run tell that to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
I hate guys.
Yeah, because it's like.
Guys like that.
It's like, bro, like, I talk to you in confidence, and then now it comes back to me. Yeah. Like, you have to find.
Know.
Yeah. Sometimes we just need to vent.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? If anybody know me, they can tell you, I ain't never, ever came to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yo, that's some whole shit right there. I'm going to say, that's some whole shit. Like, stop doing that. No. Definitely.
A lot of that going, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's facts. They suckers, though.
And then, I'm going to put this out there, too, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? I speak on it. It's a lot of hate and jealousy, but I'm going to always represent my city. Even if I don't never go back, you feel me? Like, I'm not going to ever come back. You feel? I want y'all to know that I ain't coming back, you feel me? You heard me? Because I'm on something else. But when I do come back, it's going to be to help the community.
Yes.
Not the people that's in the community. It's the community.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? Like, build something up for the kids and stuff like that. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? Like,
man. I love what you stand for. Absolutely. We have to. It's important for people like us who have a voice to mentor and tap in with the youth, because a lot of them don't have that at home.
Everybody get up and get out and take off and then forget about, like, the kids, bro. That's the main focus. They don't got no hope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they're looking at TV and look at you and say, oh, he from here and he took off and blow, they're really like, they ain't got no hope. You
that's
know what
right.
I'm saying? The only thing they can hope is you come back and get them some hope, you feel
right,
me?
Right, absolutely. Help change the narrative.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm going to always represent for the city, you know what I'm saying?
There's
some real people out there, too, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't on that, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying, majority people weird right now, don't you feel me?
They are some weirdos out there.
For real, that's the word for them.
Yeah.
That's the word for the day and forever, so
for
weirdos,
real.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to check out this record. Before we do that, where can everybody follow you on Instagram?
Well, I'm CFN Chino Bang. That's CFN CHINO BANG. That's on every platform. At CFN Chino Bang on Instagram, Twitter, what's the X now? I'm on X, Snapchat, CFN Chino Bang, YouTube,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Spotify, Apple Music. Wherever you want to find music at, you're going to find me there. You feel me?
I love the fact that you have it consistent across the board. It makes people, it makes it easier for people to
it's
find you.
It's going to be easy because I got the same profile picture on every platform too. So
that's,
I don't want them to get confused.
That's smart right there, bro.
Put a little bit of stuff out there. If you know what I mean?
Dropping them gems right now.
Dropping gems, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there'd be a lot of imitators, you know, out there trying to, like, imitate what you got going on, creating fake accounts,
and
you know.
We just talked about
that. You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to keep it authentic. Everybody ain't going to be like that. You feel me? You say it real is rare. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it authentic. Yeah.
100%.
Facts.
Sharp Boys. Yeah. Tell them one more time where they can follow you at.
That's Sharp Boys _ Boys with an S.
Yes.
Not a Z.
Who do you want to give a shout out to, Mr. Chino Bang?
First of all, I want to give you a shout out.
Thank you.
Mystic, Tampa Mystic.
Thank you.
I want to give you a shout out to the whole, your whole business, the camp, you know what I mean? The Hype 87.3, you know
appreciate
what I'm saying?
It.
I want to give a shout out to my mom, you know what I'm talking about? They helped me get everything together, and my sister and them, you feel me? Shout out to Fat Man Films. That's my brother in Savannah, Georgia. We're going to pull up on you tonight. And shout out to Whip King, you feel me?
Shout out to yourself too, bro.
I appreciate that.
You've overcome, and you here talking about it. Like, that's something to be majorly proud of. Shout out to you, bro.
Oh, can I give one more shout
out? Of course.
Because I got some people that's locked up, you know what I'm saying?
Free the guys.
Yeah, free the guys, man, because, man, look, my people, they ain't getting hurt, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is back there, man, a lot of people done did, like, 30 and 20 years, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my people, man. So I want to say free my first cousin, Koozie, you know what I'm saying? He got a couple of life sentences, you feel me? Free Charmaine Coca, you know what I'm talking about?
Word.
Free half ounce, free my little brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My little brother, he got life plus 5 years, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, my little brother, man. Free my brother, Alvin Mitchell, you feel me?
Absolutely. Free the guys, for sure.
And make sure I ain't missing nobody that's locked up, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the guys.
Yeah.
I think I covered everybody.
You know, if he missed you, charge it to the game, not to his heart, because it'd be hard to remember all them shout outs sometimes. I already know.
Here, you know what
I'm saying?
I just kind of, I'm trying to keep it real. You feel me? That's all I can do. Yeah, straight like that.
Facts. What about you, country? You got anybody you want to shout out to, bro?
Let me give a shout out to all the people that support me with my own brand, that bought some shirts, outfits, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know who you are. My mom, my dad, my brother. What's up? who else? Oh yeah. And a shout out to Charmaine. Yeah, cause I ain't seen my boy in a while.
Facts.
Wow. Yeah.
And free Larry Hoover too. You hear me? It's great like
that. Better get up off your ass if you tryna touch a brick. Get up on the grind if you tryna get rich. Sitting with your hand out, you ain't getting shit. I really gave for nothing, I was out just selling nicks. Better get up off your ass if you tryna touch a brick. Get up on the grind if you tryna get rich. Sitting with your hand out, you ain't getting shit. I really gave for nothing, I was out just selling nicks. I really come for nothing, I ain't had a whole lot. I was thugging since a young and hitting leaks, dodging cops. I was mixing in the kitchen, I was scraping with the pot. I was distributing rock, bitch, I kept the block hot. When the feds hit the door, I ain't had nowhere to go. I got caught with the gun, the scale, and the dope. And I put that on my soul, I ain't never told. I'm a real street nigga, I ain't never fold. A lot of niggas hating, they mad cause they broke. You rather chase a bitch, bitch, I'm sticking to the cold. Running up a bag, sitting is a no. These fuck niggas jealous and I already know. I drop a whole bag, got my neck and wrist froze. I got real diamonds and I got real gold. 10-50 foot of fish and I bet it swim. It be jumping in the water like a fucking brim. Better get up off your ass if you tryna touch a brick. Get up on the grind if you tryna get rich. Sitting with your hand out, you ain't getting shit. I really gave for nothing, I was out just selling nicks. Better get up off your ass if you tryna touch a brick. Get up on the grind if you tryna get rich. Sitting with your hand out, you ain't getting shit. I really gave for nothing, I was out just selling
nicks. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, you better watch where you sleep. Cause the people gon' act a ass if you get caught in the streets. In the street, number low, 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 blow, 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 blow. All them bricks in the attic, I can make a brick store. We got guns in the fridge and a pot up on the stove. All the jewelry on my wrist, you can call me Whippy Gold. This ain't color purple, nigga, but the fish up in the bowl. Bring the trap back, nigga, we still trapping at the stove. 12 still trying to get me cause a pussy nigga told. Not my blues on the tape, you running numbers, number gold. I fuck with Bumpy Johnson free when I never sell my soul. I bought a house in the A, we pushing P like it's cold. I call Juke, man, nigga, bro, I need another phone. We be moving like the mob, bitch, I'm Godfather 4. Fuck a op, fuck a cop, we send hitters at your door. Every op gotta get it, every nigga gotta go.
Better get up off your ass if you tryna touch a brick. Get up on the grind if you tryna get rich. Sitting with your hand out, you ain't getting shit. I really gave for nothing, I was out just selling it. Better get up off your ass if you tryna touch a brick. Get up on the grind if you tryna get rich. Sitting with your hand out, you ain't getting shit. I really gave for nothing, I was out just selling it.
Scray like that, man. Definitely. Let's get into this record. Let's check it out. It's here in rotation, but for any